So it is 1:25 in the morning. It's Friday night, I guess Friday morning. No, Saturday morning. And I had some thoughts. And I realized that I've always wanted to record an episode with my evening thoughts, but I've never done it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, screw it, let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's do it. Anyway, what did I want to say? It's weird. You put a mic in front of yourself and then you can't say the things that you've been thinking the whole time. Anyway, so how am I doing? It's been a while. It turns out in all of the mess and the nonsense that has happened, I changed phones because I thought my phone was water damaged. It wasn't. It just, the little connector to charge it just wasn't working. So, yeah, I went to Samsung, paid no money, and he just reconnected it. But it's awkward because I went through the full process of, changing to a new phone. We're doing story time at this point. We're close because you're still listening, so we're here. Anyway, and I'm also getting comfortable. But yeah, so I went through this whole process of setting up a whole new phone because I do that. Actually, yeah, this is exactly the way to start this little story time. We're doing story time today, I've decided, and I need an episode up, so we're here. But I went through the whole process of setting up a new phone because I always have a backup phone because I always plan for things to go horribly wrong. Not horribly wrong. This is very dramatic for my phone getting water damaged. But it's been an inconvenience that has caused me real stress before. So I've just planned around it. You know what I mean? I don't have a phone that doesn't have a cracked screen because of the fact that I'm if I get a new screen protector, it's going to break. So just don't get a new one. But then I have a phone that looks gross all the time. And I always have covers I don't love because if it can't protect my phone from falling apart, I feel I work too hard to be responsible. It's a lot. One of my friends once said, it must be so much to be in your brain. And I'm yeah, dude, it is. My brain exhausts me. I think about things too far. I've thought about, I do things and I think about what's going to happen and all the various possibilities of how something is going to play out before I do it, most of the time, of course. And I realize that I think that's probably the reason I ended up having my existential. You know what I mean? I think I had my existential because of the fact that, I planned so far ahead. I thought about all the possibilities. And that just, crippled me from doing anything. And because I didn't do anything, because, doing nothing is the safest option because it's, you could risk it, you could try it, you could. But these are all the various things that could go right. But then you know how the brain is, it comes up with all the various things that could go wrong. But let's get back to this phone thing. We'll come back to the bigger thought. Let's get back to the phone story and let me explain. So I set up this whole new phone just for him to be your phone's perfectly fine. So I had my old phone back mere days after I thought it was gone. And instead of just living in the present of, look, oh no, my phone is messed up, I took action. I sorted a new phone. I set myself up. I did the whole thing. I downloaded my backup on Google Drive and Samsung and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I did the whole thing. And now I'm at a place where now I have to use the phone I'd set up because the old phone, to unset everything, is so much work because now I have two phones that think I exist. And also, let's keep in mind that you have to remind Google who you are every time you sign into something. And now Google's going to be yo, dog, you just tried to sign into so many devices. Are you even you? So I was like, no, let me kill some time and let Google forget that I signed into another phone, and then I'll use my phone again. But like, the phone I'm currently using has a fingerprint reader, but it's on the back. And like, I'm like, no, but I missed the fingerprint reader on the front. But I'm also just like, missions. Like, where am I going with this? Oh yes, I'm back. Like, in my planning ahead for all the things that could go wrong, I lost something. I don't know what it is. And this thought is actually what plagued me enough to record this at this time of the night. Obviously, by the time you're listening to this, it's not going to be like 25 to 1 or whatever. But like, it's weird how one of the things I like the most about my brain is the thing that has probably messed with me the most, like in life. My theory, of course. Like, the thing I like the most about my brain is, like, I can think about possibilities. I can calculate risk. But I don't use that to make me do, like, have more risk, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't put myself in new situations where I can calculate new risks. I just kind of calculate the risk and then kind of sit and enjoy not having to calculate. But I don't know if that's what I should be doing with the brain element that I have, you know, because that hasn't served me very well. Case in point, existential, where I looked around and I was like, so this is my life. Wow. Really? Is this it? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, so this is the life that I have now, and it's going to look like this for the foreseeable. And I think it crushed me soul wise that I was like, yeah, this is it, babe. And now, like, I'm about to take like a big risk. Like, it's not even really that risky, but like a big risk for me anyway. Like, I'm jumping off a cliff and hoping for the best, because I genuinely am praying. I'm praying that this will be enough to shake me out, like to make me snap out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like every time I want to try something, a responsible version of me shows up and says, don't do that. You know what I mean? And the responsible me has existed for so long, and she's achieved so much, and she's done so much, that she technically is way more informed, researched, and able to make decisions because she's in it. But she's also damned me to feeling trapped in my existence, which sucks. It feels like I'm the judge, the jury, and the jailer for myself. There's nothing more painful than that, because the whole thing that happened through my existential, I don't know how much of this I've explained, but we're here. Let's just round back for those who choose to listen to this episode. But like, the issue with my existential was the fact that I spiraled simply because I was like, one, I don't like where I'm at. I don't like when I look around. Obviously, the people I love and the things I love and all of those things are great. Like, that's not what I'm unhappy with. It's the state of my life. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm at. It's not in relation to others. It's just where I'm at. And I looked around and I was just like, is this it? You know? Like, I had big dreams, I had big ideas, I had big plans for myself once upon a time. Where did I lose the ability to dream? And like, I don't understand, because I don't even think it was taken from me. I don't even think it was, like, I can't blame anyone else. And that's the reason I had the existential, is because I realized that the same person who is supposed to get me out of this is the person who got me into it. You know what I mean? And it's like a weird thing to feel like you're fighting yourself for yourself. And that's what I went through, where I'm like, I only know how to be the girl I don't want to be. So how do I be someone else? You get. And the only way to be someone else is to do things that I wouldn't usually do. But then, if I do things I wouldn't usually do, I still live in predominantly the house built by the girl that I feel has trapped me in this existence. You know what I mean? Like, it's strange. Like, it's the weirdest thing to explain, but it's true. It feels like I am two people. I am the girl that built this life, and she's like, right now, let's be serious, she's a good 70% shareholder. Right now, 70%. She had a lot more shares before. And then I have the 30% shareholder who shows up and proposes things. And like, we do a couple of her suggestions at the company that is Tracy. We do a couple of her suggestions, but we always roll straight back into whatever 70% says. You get me? I feel like I've spoken about these two girls a couple of times. Yeah, I think what did I call it? Something risk and something else. I can't remember. I TM'd it though. So, oksalayo, it's mine. But I realized, I've unpacked this further since the last time I spoke about this. But I realized that one of the things I do is when I make, not even a decision, like even when I make a mistake or something goes wrong, I, instead of sitting in it for a little while, obviously not wallowing, but instead of just sitting in, it's okay that it's going left, it will go right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just sitting in, it's okay, it'll sort itself out. I start dealing with like the consequences ahead of time. I start thinking about ways to sort it out. I start thinking about conversations I need to have. I start like thinking about relationships I might lose. I start, you know what I'm saying? Like, I start thinking about the worst case scenario and I work back from there. And it's exhausting because so many people get to be present every day. And I feel like being present is an effort for me. Like, my automatic reaction to panic and discomfort, I was going to say uncomfort, imagine, discomfort, sadness, just negative emotion. My automatic reaction to negative emotion or emotion that doesn't feel good is to figure out how to deal with it the best way possible. Like, I manage myself. I honestly, I think I gaslight myself. Gee, now that I think about it, now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds like I gaslight myself. Like, not even gaslight. Actually, no, shame. Let me not be mean to myself. I don't think I gaslight myself. I think it's more of a, like, 70% girl, you know. She steps in and starts dealing with the consequences of my actions before I even, like, can take a second and just sit in them. You know, like, I was listening to a podcast. Actually, I was listening to Trevor Noah's podcast. And it's the episode he speaks to Gerard Carmichael. Yeah, Gerard Carmichael. And Gerard's just talking about, like, dealing with shame and the various things that, like, he's trying to overcome in his journey and whatever. And I was thinking about it and I'm like, I think I try and dig myself out of any version or hole of shame ahead of time. Like, I try and not feel bad things, so I manage myself out of it. If I have a plan, I don't have time to feel sad. If I have a plan, I don't have time to feel angry. I don't have time to be annoyed. I don't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's how I roll through life. Like, when I think someone's pissed at me, I go straight to, it's cool, we're not in relationship. Like, if it's a friendship, like, we're not friends anymore. And then I start thinking about what a friendship, like, what my life would look like without the friendship. Like, that's how I roll through life. Like, I go worst case scenario and I start dealing with the emotions of what worst case scenario is. And I genuinely just realized I think I pre-break my heart with everything. And I think, yeah, bruh, like, I deal with pain ahead of time. Like, I bring future pain to the present and I try and deal through it, even though I don't know if it's coming. I don't know if it's a reality. I don't even know that I'm going to feel it, which in a way you could say is me asking for the pain to be real, you know, because I'm already dealing with it. Because I guess in my head, the way I make it logical is if I deal with it, then by the time it arrives, I have all the tools to deal with it. But I think I'm just hurting myself in the process. Like, legit. Because, like, yeah, like, I've had conversations. Like, well, actually, let me just say what happened. Like, today, I had conversations that made me realize that I'm like, we all just, like, live on the edge of things just going truly leftwise on you. And, like, anything can go left at any point for any reason. And you just got to deal with it. And I think maybe it's just, it came from a place of, I think I spent a lot of my life with the rug being pulled out from under me. Or just, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, just feeling like, oh, okay, that's not solid. Okay, I need to figure out how to deal with that. Oh, that's not solid either. Okay, cool, I'll just deal with that. And then, oh, that's not solid either. So it's kind of like a, if you expect the worst, it's easier to get through each day. But I don't know if it is. Because I think I've expected the worst on an, like, in an ongoing manner for so long that I've limited myself to trying to make, like, a safety bubble of a life. And now I feel suffocated in my safety bubble. I make analogies. You're used to it by now. But, like, I feel trapped and suffocated in the safety bubble of life that I've created because I'm just, I'm looking around and I'm just like, how did I get here? Like, how did I get here? I know how I got here, but I say this all the time to all my friends that I catch up with, that when I see them, I'm like, yeah, I'm the same person. And there was a time where I would say, like, I'd said it and I was like, ha ha ha, it's funny, funny. But now it kind of just makes me sad that that's a statement I can make about my life. Is every time I catch up with someone, they find me in all the life they've managed to live with the same amount of time as I've had. They find me at the same place, doing the same thing, working at the same job. The only thing that has changed is I've aged. I mean, I don't look it. Thank God for that. Come on, black don't crack. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, I had a chat with one of my friends the other day on the phone. And she was like, what has being good girls given us? What has us sorting our lives out so early done for us? There are people who've lived multiple versions of their lives and are now happy and settled because they've lived. They've done things. They've made mistakes. They've run headfirst into things. They've lived. And we feel like the audience to someone else's life. And it really does feel like that. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. But on the flip of that, I'm like, I'm an audience in other people's lives, which is easy, chill, whatever. But I'm also like, how do I step out of the audience and start my own show? You know? I guess, yeah. I think that's what I wanted to say. I don't know if I have more. I just wanted to say that out loud. Because, yeah. There's a couple things I want to do dear people. And I'm trying my best not to talk myself out of them. Because my brain automatically comes with ways to talk me out of things, like, and not even like in a swak way. It's just a, yeah, but no, this isn't practical, but no, but this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. I really don't. So, yeah, I want to trust myself more, man. Trust that I'm going to be okay. Maybe I should try and, like, what's the word that the therapists say? Ugh, it's not reconfig, yeah. It's, is it rethink the narrative? No, there's a word. Ooh, there's a word. It's like reshape. It's re-something. It's a word. And the thing that, like, the way it works is just, like, look at it from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, rewrite the narrative. I don't know. The word's going to bother me. And believe me, when I remember it, I'm going to say it. But anyway. But I just, maybe I should look at it from a different perspective. That actually, no matter what I do, I'll be fine. Because the responsible version of me will step up and make a plan. But I can't let the responsible version of me drive the car anymore. I actually just need to have faith that God's got me and stop trying to control it all, because let's be serious, I can't. Like, the slightest inconvenience makes me panic. Like, when my life goes out of, out of its routine, it freaks me out, it messes with me, and I'm a little bit like, I want it to go out of routine. I want to do new things and be someone else and do some other things with my life and see what the hell happens, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think I'm tired now because I'm feeling sleepy. But anyway. Yeah, so this is the episode I'm posting because, yeah, like I said, I changed phones. And I'm not getting my warning emails to say, hey, we gonna take your podcast offline, girl. I'm not even getting them. This actually technically is going to be taken down in 2 days. On Youth Day, Nohal. Can you believe that? It's like they don't know that it's a public holiday. How dare you try and take my podcast down on a public holiday? On a public holiday. Can you believe it? Can you believe? But anyway, so those are my thoughts. I don't know how long this is, but it's me talking. I might do another episode tomorrow. I was actually curious. I want to see if I can do a Q&A with myself. Yeah. Also, big changes are coming, friends. Big changes are coming. This hun's moving to Korea, babies. Yes, she is. Yep. Can you believe it? So, yeah, I'm in prep. I'm in talks. I'm not even in talks. What am I even saying? I'm not talking to anyone. Well, actually, I am talking to people. And it doesn't matter. I'm moving to Korea. And it's going to be cool. And I'm throwing myself in the deep end. I'm kicking myself out of the nest. And I'm seeing if I can fly. I think I will, if I'm honest. I'm sure of that. I'm just trying not to freak out about it. Weirdly enough, I'm not as freaky outy as I would expect. But because I'm in an age of new right now. Oh, yes, this is actually something else I wanted to say. I think that's the reason I like new so much, is because new forces me to think differently. It forces me to do a system reset. It forces me to build new habits, do new things, be new places. And I realize that I need to figure out a way to build a life that gives me new each day. Because each day is new. Each day is a whole new empty page. And I think I just either just need to stop thinking that way, or I need to, like, do things. I don't know. I haven't figured out the process, guys. It's just a thought. But, yeah. I think it's about that time that I just start throwing myself into situations and seeing how I fare. You know what I'm saying? Just throw myself into the sea and see how I swim. Because this not throwing thing, because it's safe over here by the shore, I'm just watching people enjoy their yachts in the sea. Yes, mixed analogies. Don't ask questions, man. You know what's the story. But yeah, man, I want to see what happens. If I just go do it, let me just go do something and see what happens with the thing I did. And then see what happens if I do another thing. And what happens there. You know, like, I'm not obviously going to do something super dumb. But I might. I might. Because, honestly, the process of, like, from inception of this idea to now has made me feel alive again. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel alive. I feel like I can look at things and see the full possibilities in them, the potential in them, so to speak. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, friend, friends, people listening. This has been a Potential Podcast with JCD. I hope this podcast and I live up to our potential. Mwah.